Yeah, I get it. So yeah, Dan did like when Chesterfield was going through that big expansion of all of those big box stores parts started popping up. He was the plumber in there, and I remember one time I met him at work, and he was showing me he was doing all of the plumbing mechanical room, and oh my gosh, the stuff. And then one time I had a shower nozzle or shower controller fail in my house, and I was fighting with it, fighting with it, fighting with it. And then finally, I just said, "Dan, come over here and help me." He came over. He was a little bit begrudging about it, but hell, he had that thing soldered in and out of there and up and running in about 5 minutes. I'm going, "Oh my gosh," you know, and it looked like, you know, it looked very, very professional. So yeah, he was very skilled at what he did, you know. He had to pressurize the systems, and they held the whole pressure for so many days and all that other stuff. So, because I do remember him pressurizing it, and he says, "Now I just wait." He also made a comment too about, you know, he didn't have any apprentices. He goes, "You know," he says, "when I was growing up," he said, "I did all the work," and he said, "the master sat around and read the newspaper and smoked cigarettes." And he, as he got older, he said, "I don't have any apprentices. Nobody wants to get in the field." He says, "And I'm still doing all the work." It was kind of cute.